At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
D'Amico Ryan's found his Will Anderson on offense. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Day number two, or two? Yes, a mandatory minicamp. I don't know what day it is.
It is.
But I do know that we're talking about these Houston Texans. And obviously, some really good insight listening to the fellas talk. I think we really are starting to get a feel for what the offense is. We're getting a feel for some standouts when it comes to the Texans getting out there on the practice field. It seems like today, it's definitely going to be inside. It looks so damn ominous outside.
It is inside.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It looks like a cartoon. It looks like a cartoon ominous outside is what it looks like.
It looks like the Wizard of Oz.
That's right. That's exactly.
It's apocalyptic.
Exactly a thought that I was thinking. But, Lopez, in one of the things that was said by D'Amico Ryans, and we'll hear that here in a moment, you feel like we, you know, and you like doing this because D'Amico Ryans absolutely loves him, some Will Anderson Jr. You feel like he has a guy on the offensive side now that he feels similar.
That's the first thing I thought of. It's too early to make a lot of conclusions on this team. We know that. But I think we can safely say D'Amico Ryans has found his Will Anderson.
All right. And you've been trying to do this a lot lately. No. I'm going to push back on the – because you want to make everybody Will Anderson Jr.
I'm not saying he's going to play like Will Anderson. That, like I said, it's too early for that. But the love that he showed – let's go back. Let's go back a couple of years. Will Anderson came in, and day one, Figgy, we were talking about it a lot. Like, listen to him talk about Will Anderson. Follow that guy as a first week in camp rookie.
You know, he would know, though. D'Amico would know. Yes. Like, he had that type of effect. And obviously, you could speak to that when he stepped on the field.
He was the same guy.
He was that guy.
He was looking at a mirror in Will Anderson. And if you look at it and listen to what he said and look at what they've done with Jaden Higgins, I'm not burying the lead. I think he has found himself today. Again, too early to make any conclusions about his play. But let's play the cut first and see if this sounds vaguely familiar to what he was saying about Will Anderson as a rookie.
It's been really exciting to see just Jaden's growth process in a short amount of time that he's been here. I've seen a guy who's steadily like got better every single week. You've seen him make even more plays, and seeing him today, I mean, this is the most plays that he's made, and in our last week of camp, to see a rookie who's come in and showing right now that he could be an impact player for us, I think it means a lot. And we saw it as coaches watching this film from the college game. But I think it just means a lot to the entire team, the players, defensive players, other offensive players, actually seeing him thrive in practice. Because I truly believe if you take practice the right way, deliberately, and you work at it, it'll show up in the games. And so it's really awesome to see the work that he's doing and the plays that he's making.
Wow. I mean, that sounds familiar, doesn't it, Figgy?
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, do it sound like more of a Will Anderson thing, or is it more of Kamari from last year thing?
Well, he like, didn't fall in love with Kamari last
is
year.
Is this his Kamari last there this year?
But by
who's also picked in the second round?
By
too.
Extension, you can it also picked in the second round. But by extension, you can determine, you know, that there are certain players that D'Amico sees a lot of himself in. So maybe that's where we put it. He sees a lot of himself in Jaden Higgins, and then there's this, and it's worth mentioning.
Okay.
Remember after day one of the draft, the Texans were talking about, or I think it was Nick Caserio.
Yeah, it was specifically Nick Caserio.
You know, he's talking about, like, there is a player that we had, you know, graded as a first rounder still on the board.
That they would have selected at 25 if they did select there.
And who did they take at 34?
34 was Jaden Higgins.
Yeah. So they already
Iowa State.
You know, even back then, they had a certain affinity for Jaden Higgins. Then, who's the first player ever to get a fully guaranteed second round contract?
I believe that is a wide receiver out of Iowa State, Jaden Higgins.
Yeah. I mean, what we're hearing, and again, I'm not talking about what we're going to see on the field, although we've seen some stuff on
right,
the field.
I think that's the next part of this is absolutely talking about that.
People was going crazy online, man. I seen somebody throw out Julio Jones, question mark.
And, like, I want to get there, don't get me wrong, but I want to focus on this, like, you know, I'm always very hesitant to place people like Will Anderson Jr. And this is a testament to Will himself that in going into year three, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Going into year three for him, I can easily get to a place where I'm like, hey, not too fast on trying to make other people Will Anderson Jr.
Well,
right?
And again, like, I'm really trying to emphasize. I'm not talking about that.
But I think that's
about the affinity.
And that's where I would like I would very much like to like land where I think Figgy did. Where you have a Kamari Lassiter that I think you have a similar kind of love from D'Amico Ryans for, but also probably feels a little bit more fair in line for Jaden Higgins. Also because, and this is the thing that I have with any comp, is that as much as you can try and set the parameters, I mean this comp in this particular way, it inherently is going to drag some of the other expectation with, and I don't want to be unfair to Jaden Higgins. And this is where we can circle back around to the things that we have seen on the practice field, which is it feels like the dog is coming with all the things to meet the expectation. Like, I am at this point, and this is incredibly early. And again, I haven't even had the good fortune of some of these guys, right? Like, we know that that Sean is out there at practice. He was yesterday. He called in, talked to us after practice. We know that Ron and Clint are going to be out there every day, making sure that they see what they see. And of course, the entirety of the assembled media are out there, right? And we have not had that good fortune. I understand that. However, even just from the videos, what you see very easily is that is a dude that one. It feels like C.J. Stroud is very comfortable with. Like, there's a level of confidence in timing. Both plays, I think we talked about one in the end zone where he one-handed caught it. And then there was a back shoulder. There was the other one that was just a beautiful drop in the bucket by C.J. on the first day, or at least the first day of us seeing him throw. And then also you had a fantastic kind of bringing it in right over the outside shoulder by Jaden Higgins. Like, there's a level of comfort and timing that they have that feels like it's been developed very, very quickly. But then there's just like a comfort in his ability and the ways in which, like, the versatility, all of these things are showing up in an incredible way so early on that I am like ready to go. Not only is he a leader in the clubhouse for that third wide receiver spot, and this is something that we were kind of already at.
Yeah.
It feels like I need to see something absolutely incredible for someone to take that from at this point.
Yeah, and I was saying it last week. I think we can safely – that this is just off of what we had heard them saying and you know, OTAs and such. I think it were safe to say it's Nico, Christian Kirk, and Jaden Higgins. Those are the guys. And the other thing about Higgins is – and this is where you do kind of get ahead of yourself, but there was – if there was one, you know, highlight real player yesterday, it was Jaden Higgins. I mean, you know, it was him with the two catches that you were talking about. And clearly, you know, what D'Amico said, the way that players and C.J. Stroud talked about him, et cetera. No, I just try to say, I'm not saying he's going to be that guy, but he's D'Amico's guy. There's no doubt about that.
I feel like he can really be this year's Kamari Lassiter, because remember when Kamari Lassiter was going into last season as a rookie, we were like, man, maybe he'll play in a slot.
Yeah.
And then eventually we was like, man, he might be cornerback number two.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty much was cornerback number two.
He was cornerback number two in a way that is kind of crazy because not all cornerback twos are made the same. When you're a cornerback two opposite a guy who is one of the best in the league, that changes the dynamic, right? It's one of the reasons why I used to absolutely love Antonio Cromartie back in the day when, you know, I looked over at the Los Angeles Chargers and they fascinated me because obviously you had the Phillip Rivers and you had the Antonio Gates. By the way, did you know he played basketball in college? right?
Shout out to Kent State.
You had all those cats. Like, I can start naming them off, but particularly in this case, I'm talking about Quentin Jammer on the other side. Mm-hmm. And then you have Antonio Cromartie and you go, we know we don't want to throw a Quentin Jammer. So are we going to throw over there? And when teams go, nah, not really. Like, that is something else. And that is where Kamari Lassiter was. And I feel like that's why we got to give him that level of credit. And that's the place that I think it's fair to I could easily see the Jaden Higgins rookie season looking like that, to where you get into the season. And I know that, you know, we'll talk at some point about Christian Kirk as well, because there was a level of praise for him yesterday. Mm-hmm. But Nico Collins is the cornerback one of this particular, comparison. And we know that that's a dude that, you know, terrifies defenses, that defenses are game planning for. I think that you'll get to a point where you're like, yeah, but that don't mean that you can forget this cat over here wearing 81.
And I'm glad you said that, because when you look at, and again, we're not there just yet. We'll be there every day at training camp, but we can't right now. Obviously, you know, they're on the field when we're on the air. But when you look at the plays that he made, to your point, Nico and Sean and I were talking about this before. Nico had a good practice yesterday. He had a good practice. There was nothing wrong with Nico's practice. But the catches that he was making, he being Jaden Higgins, where were they? Down the sideline. In fade routes, comeback routes. That is what a number two, like, they're already sort of, you know, making him that guy.
I was going to ask y'all this. Do y'all think is any chance this year that he possibly would be number two? Like, well, because I know Christian Kirk is number two right now, but do you think it's a possibility that he might be the second best receiver on this team?
I think there's absolutely a possibility. I think also it might not be fair to look at the Texans in the way that they've situated this as like number two, number three, right, or what have you. I mean, obviously it's a useful kind of device for us when we're talking about this, but I think that this is very much going to be an offense, and this is why I'm leaning a lot on, what does Nick Caley do as a play caller? How does that look? Because like we talked about with Bobby Slowick, when you're like, hey, you got five guys, how are you going to handle this? There's going to need to be a managing of where the ball goes. And that's going to be Caley, but that's also going to be CJ. And I think that it's going to determine, somewhat going to be determined also by what are defenses showing you? What are they deciding that they want to pick as their poison? Because it feels like you might have the opportunity, which I think is really the credit to Jaden Higgins, to have a pick your poison type offense passing the football wise. And that's going to be the real credit, right? Whether or not he's number two in and of himself, whether he's number three, if he is truly a poison that you have to pick as a wide receiver, along with Nico Collins, along with what Christian Kirk brings, along with whatever you get out of the tight end spot, you know, whichever guy ultimately shows up in a big way. And I think Cade Stover got a lot of love from D'Amico Ryans. If the offense is humming in the way that we think that it's capable of, and you have all of those guys as viable options to really make a dent, like make a incredible play at any given time on the defense, I think that is the successful season for him and for the entirety of the offense. And it feels very, very early on like he's demonstrating the things that would make that capable.
If like he's the rookie right now, he might be the poison, to be honest. Mm-hmm. They might say, hey, let's see what he can do, the defense.
Sure.
So if he come up big and actually doing what we think he going to do, I think it's a possibility he might be the second best receiver on this team.
It's an exciting possibility.
There you go. Excited for day two of a mandatory minicamp going on today, right, already at NRG Park. And just to let you know, Justin James White is in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jonathan Alexander made a point to say he's not participating in any drills, just watching, but he is in the building. We'll see what's happening out there, maybe even check in with some of the guys that are out there, and you'll definitely be able to hear like a full accounting of what happens in practice on the drive later today. But right now, we're just getting going in the loop here on this Wednesday on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Astros fall yesterday, and it felt like a T.Y. Hiltoning. Is that nothing to see here because of that, or is that something more? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atula. That's Figgy Fig hanging out with you on a Wednesday, and you get involved with the program too on the text line 713-572-4610. Also, appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams both on the YouTube page and Sports Radio 610 and on the Twitch 610 Houston 832. Reminding us again, JJ Watt indeed at Texans practice watching the fellas. You think that makes him
let it begin, huh?
They gonna practice hard.
Yeah,
we're done with the JJ Watt coming out of retirement thing.
I was done with it when I seen him at the Hall of Fame game. Yeah, he was there. I'm like, brother, looking skinny, man.
He is not playing football.
Yeah.
Like this ain't the Aaron Donald thing, right? Yeah. Where he's out here punching Jared Verse off of these weightlifting.
Yeah. He was looking skinny.
Yeah,
I'm like, nah, I don't see him lining up on the edge again.
All right, but yeah, shout out to JJ Watt looking at the fellas at mandatory minicamp. Let's talk about these Astros. A loss yesterday in game one versus the Chicago White Sox. Mm-hmm. 4-2 was the score, and you got what was demonstrated or described by Lance McCullers Jr. himself as a weird outing. We've had good, we've had bad, and it was really terrible, not because of the outing, but because of the way that somebody decided to act after the outing. But this was this weird nebulous space in the middle for Lance McCullers Jr. in this 4-2 loss. But I don't think that's what you would put up as kind of the reason why this game went the way it was did, or do you want to put up possibly what you I think are describing as a T.Y. Hiltoning?
Yeah, they got T.Y.'d. They got T.Y.'d.
I like calling him Eugene, though. I don't like calling him T.Y.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got a name like Eugene. I'm going to call you Eugene.
Luis Robert Jr. against almost literally everyone else has been batting like 220.
Like, didn't he come in with like a 176 batting average? Yeah, that
maybe
shocked
even
me.
Less.
That really
maybe
shocked
even
me.
Less.
I mean, it's not like I've been watching the Chicago White Sox this year, but Luis Robert Jr. is a very good outfielder, very good
terrific
hitting,
outfielder,
big, sizable.
And a pretty good hitter, usually.
100%. Yeah. I was like, 176?
Yeah, and then he sees the Astros uniforms.
Yeah, that's what I was like, why would he be playing? Obviously, his name is Luis Robert Jr. and he's on the White Sox. Like, he still matters. Mm-hmm. But like, in a circumstance where you're going, if this is pure meritocracy, man, he's not playing that well.
Yeah.
And you understand why he's playing, because apparently he see that orange of the Astros, and he sees that particular star in that H, and he's like, oh, it's time to hit.
Yeah, yeah, he went full T.Y., led off the scoring with a double, which was one of the hidden errors that I texted you about in right field.
That one was,
field.
Yes, to right field.
Yeah, he kind of misplayed it off, or misjudged it off the wall.
It felt like he had an opportunity.
He got too close and it ricocheted.
Yeah, I was like, am I wrong that it felt like he probably had an opportunity to cut off that ball to the wall
maybe
before it even got there?
Cam
but
Smith,
I mean,
by the way.
Yes, Cam Smith. The one and only.
And so he's the first run scored there with the Luis
he didn't
Robert
get it. It's
double.
Cool.
I heard it. and then, you know, a Crawford Box home run that gave him their fourth run. So that was number one of the weird things that happened, and shouldn't be that weird because he does that to the Astros all the time. The other part that McCullers said, he said it was a weird outing. I tend to disagree with like a lot of the narratives out there, like, oh, he battled and he, you know, I'm not saying he didn't try to
you
battle.
You disagreed with him battling, huh?
Well, because it was just a testament to when the breaking ball isn't snapping the way he likes, it's hard to hit the zone. And when it's hard to hit the zone, you get behind in counts. And when you get behind in counts, things like that happen. It was not a good outing for him. There was at one point, first of all, for the game, Lance McCullers, I believe, had 40?
It looks like he had 47 pitches in the zone and 49 out.
There you go.
But that's not all that uncommon, though.
It's very uncommon to have a moment when you're down 4-1 at the point where you have, not 4-1, it was earlier in the game, 35 strikes and 34 balls. He couldn't hit the zone. He could not hit the zone. He'll tell you that. That he was behind in counts a lot. And that's not to criticize him. I think that was kind of one of those, it happens when you're a breaking ball pitcher. Sometimes you can't snap it the way that, you know, you normally can. And when you can predict the break is when you can hit the corners. And he was missing.
I think that's the fair point. I think, like, when I talk about the distribution of in the zone, out the zone, like, usually it's just, You can choose when you're trying to throw out of the zone and try and induce, you know, swings or whatever.
I'm talking balls and strikes.
Or set something up. No, exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, even balls and strikes, right? Yeah. There are some instances where you're throwing out of zone in order to try and get somebody to swing at something or to set something up. Like, this was not, I think, your average, hey, distribution of, you know, balls versus strikes or, you know, in the zone versus out of the zone, because obviously ball strikes is a little bit different. It felt like when he got deep into counts, he wasn't able to get the pitches over that he wanted to. And that was the real problem there. Because with this point of his career, he's not a fireballer to begin with. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, at this point in his career, it feels like he has to lean very heavily, not just on that slider, but breaking ball in general when you add that knuckle curve in there. And that's going to require you to be a capital P pitcher.
Yeah.
And on the day, if the pitches aren't going over, it's not that it doesn't work out the way you want it to. But, I mean, you're not feeling the battling? Because, I mean, he did give you five.
He gave you five.
Even within that.
And again, like...
And even
like,
letting some guys go, maybe getting some guys on the base paths, issuing walks.
Emotionally, you know, and with his approach, yes, he was battling. I mean, just by definition, because he didn't give up... I mean, four runs, you should be able to win that game, although this offense has had some issues, scoring more than four runs. What I'm saying is... He did not have the control of his breaking stuff, and that was a recipe. It could put it this way: could have been a lot worse. You watched the game. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. So yeah, he battled, but it just wasn't there.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so let's come back to the T.Y. Hilton of this all. And actually, funny enough, what are the other guys that are like the T.Y. Hilton of just your team? Like, I don't even know how good he is. He might be good. He might not. But against your team.
Derrick Henry.
Well, he does that to a lot of people. But, yeah, he did
yeah,
see.
He was, no,
did,
it was 250.
Yeah. He was hitting 250 every game, every time he played.
But, yeah, Ben, like, I think when it comes to Luis Robert, is that where you place blame here? Are you willing to just be like, yo, that's what he does? And or are you looking as much at this Lance McCullers Jr.
outing? Well, I think it fed into it because he had hitters counts. He had hitters counts in on his big hits. I know he was deep into the count on the double. And I can't remember the count on the home run. I think it was the second pitch, to be honest. And if I remembered that correctly, I don't know what to think.
Because, don't worry, I'm going to look it up here. Give me one moment.
Because I forget so many simple things, and I think it was the second pitch as I'm just sitting here talking about it. But nevertheless, it didn't help. And Luis Robert, you know, was in a groove. Luis Robert, you know, got into a good pitcher's count, at least on the first one, a hitter's count. And then the other part of it is, you know, McCullers, he struggled to throw strikes.
No, I mean, that's never going to help, especially as you mentioned with the way that the office has been going. And you were talking about the home run. Let me see if I find it.
If I remember that correctly, it just kill me now because I can't remember like basic names. There's a good chance I'm going to forget Jaden Higgins' name today. I mean, you know, but at some point I remember the most minute little stuff like that. But either way, it's not a raise, you know, the warning flag, red flag, all that stuff. Because there were some good things that happened with the Astros, and I wanted to point that out.
Please.
They might have found something in Jacob Melton.
Yeah, and that's
they might have found something.
What are you doing with the interesting, like, kind of dichotomy is the word that I want to use, but I know it's not the right one, and it's big. It's unnecessarily big anyways. But, like, there's kind of a discord that's happening within you. When you just watch him, if you're not looking at any stats and you just watch him play, he looks like he fits in.
He looks the part.
I mean, and yesterday was 1-for-3 day.
And
he did have a strikeout.
At the plate.
Exactly. Like, he does not look overmatched in a way that sometimes you bring up a minor leaguer and they might. The problem is, like, you look at the stats and you're like, this is not good. And, of course, it's a relatively small sample. He hasn't been up that much, but he's played a lot. And that maybe that's another sample data point that you have to look at is Joe Espada feels comfortable continually putting him out there, maybe because the way that it looks absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like, how are you handling the idea that when he's up at the plate, I mean, he's sub 200 right now. There's a decent amount of strikeouts in there as well. But it doesn't feel like he's overmatched. How are you handling that?
I'm handling it in the sense of I think they found something defensively. His speed is incredible.
Yes.
He took a bad break on a ball yesterday just because he doesn't play a lot of left field. He's mostly been a center fielder and right fielder and didn't get a good read on the ball, but still made a terrific catch with his speed. I think there's some hope there. And, you know, this defense is pretty good. Outside of the one play we talked about with Cam, I mean, that's going to happen. But this defense is pretty good. I think there's some definite hope for this squad in terms of things that we did not necessarily expect, and the run differential. You've talked about that a lot. It's really
plus 21 right now, and a good 3-game lead over the Mariners in the AL West because they took an L yesterday. I think it was 9-2. I had that game on after a little bit of Astros baseball. But yeah, man, game two against the Chicago White Sox. Hopefully, you bounce back. Like I would very much like win the series versus the White Sox because I would very much hate to have the playing down to the competition narrative be available after this series.
One more thing on the White Sox real quick. Speaking of finding something, they're throwing out a lot of talented young players now. They're calling up that closer. He's going to be a closer, but he was a setup man yesterday, throwing 102 miles an hour. Obviously, the catcher, Teal, real good. He's young. Some of these guys.
You got to give Shane Smith the starter yesterday.
Shane Smith was they might be building something over there.
No, for sure. But I don't want to hear none of that. I want to see two wins out of three from the Astros. They go again today and trying to do that 7-10 first pitch, and it'll be Ryan Gusto on the mound for the Astros, hopefully getting you to a Framber Valdez Thursday night performance. But there you go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Some of the other TYs out there. Somebody said Tim Hardaway Jr. would always light it up against the Rockets. Kiner Falefa, Isaiah Kiner Falefa, is a guy that you would look at as well in that same type of way. Will Levis apparently came in on the YouTube page.
Because that's a good point.
I can't wait to wash that one out of my memory. Like I'd even feel better if it's the same type of game, but it's Cam Ward as opposed to Will Levis, because at least you can go, well, that's maybe supposed to happen. The Will Levis thing is so damn
that kind of put a taste in my mouth for the whole season. Yeah, a bad taste in my mouth throughout the whole season.
Was that the point? Was that the point where we're like, "Oh, this is an you that already had the Jets by that point." Nah,
that was the point for me. Yeah. Where I'm just like, man,
I don't know about this
season.
I was quietly let go of the rope. You didn't tell nobody, but you was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna put this down."
I still had the pom poms, but I was just like, "Man, they lost to the Titans at home
to Will Levis,
man, just chucking it up there, dog." That was the thing about it. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go to the question of the day, and it harkens back to a segment we did a couple days ago in the mixtape where you were talking about something that Shaq has done on his podcast, BPS or WPS. Yeah. What for you is the most WPS, BPS, or HPS thing that you do? White people stuff, black people stuff, Hispanic people stuff that you do? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to our question of the day, which, I mean, it's technically inspired by the mixtape from Monday, where Figgy Fig brought up Shaq's big podcast, where he does a little segment that he calls BPS or WPS. Of course, we wanted to make sure that our brothers and sisters in Latini that could have some fun, and we added some HPS. But we went through some situations and maybe which culture would you maybe lean them more towards, white folks, black folks, or Hispanic folks. And you realize, Lopez, we hadn't gotten into it for ourselves.
For ourselves. And I go ahead.
Question of the day, what is the most WPS, BPS, or HPS thing that you do?
I know our listeners are going to weigh in on this, and I'm interested in you guys. I'm guessing y'all's will be BPS, but mine is HPS.
I was trying to think of more WPS.
Yeah, I'm trying to
HPS
think about the other ones. It's fun to think
but
about.
But I want to hear y'all's.
Sure. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I want to hear what is the most BPS thing you do. And I don't even know where to begin with my HPS.
But I also want to make sure that we're doing a cross-cultural exchange here, because I want that as well. And go ahead.
Yeah, this is, if we have a big party, and I'm not talking about just like, you know, having people over, but we have some sort of party, some sort of celebration. Graduations, we did it. Obviously every wedding, we did it. Big events. There are going to be mariachis there. 100%. I'm the mariachi king of, who's going to get
the love you a mariachi.
I love me some mariachis, man. They're going to be there. That's one of the most HPS things I do. I mean, and this is a live band, basically.
I mean, it's not basically. That is what it is. Absolutely a live band.
I don't think they got the drum machine going on.
That's right.
What would happen if you had the mariachi come through and he's like, actually, can you put this tape in the deck if you don't mind?
And you start remixing it.
Hey, I got this Bluetooth speaker. He said it right here.
Here's the other thing that we do. And, you know, obviously my wife is maybe some people don't know that. My wife is white, but she's been with me for 40 years. And so she's kind of become, so to speak.
She's assimilated. That's the word we're looking for.
And I know some of our listeners are gonna relate to this. You're at a restaurant, right? Any item of food that's left on the table goes in the box, goes home with you. And I'm not talking about like I didn't finish half my meal. Like the other day, we were having dinner, and she had half a cheese, not even half, a third of a cheese enchilada, and maybe a spoonful of beans left. Can I get a box?
Take it to go?
And I'm like, what are you doing?
At that point, though, I just force myself to eat it. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a little bit left, I'm like, I might have to walk out of here not really liking myself.
I actually forcing myself to not take a to-go box.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, like, I try to eat what I can. Like, I'm not trying to take everything home and then it's sitting in the refrigerator and all
that. Well, she's like, oh, it'll be good with eggs in the morning. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
A couple more that just immediately popped into mind. Like if I stub my toe going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, or I pinch my finger, you know, trying to fix something or whatever, I cuss in Spanish. Mm. I immediately cuss in Spanish. And I can't say the words, but you
please don't.
And you know, just think about Brian Ching and Yao Ming. Anyway, that usually comes out of my mouth.
What? Huh? I don't like where you're going there. I don't even know exactly where you're going.
Brian Ching, Yao Ming. Get it. All right.
Got you.
And then the other thing that my people do, and I'm ashamed of myself for this because I grew up in a very, very, very Hispanic neighborhood with obviously, you know, all my family, you know, being Hispanic. We use the most heinous nicknames to this day for some of the people I grew up with. Hispanic people pick the most sensitive part of your persona.
And that's your nickname.
And that's your nickname. Hey, no. Gordo. I have a cousin that to this day I call Gordo. Fat. Can you imagine? Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Fatso.
Fatty, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Fatso. And the one that I stopped doing this one, but we had a cousin who was in, I think it was a bicycle accident and really messed up his leg and kind of walked funny. And my Hispanic brethren will probably not in agreement. All my aunts and uncles called him Chueco. Crooked.
Huh.
They called him Crooked.
That's not nice. That's almost like when you call a big dude tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a big dude slim.
Dude had a heinous accident.
Or a small dude. Hey, what's up, big man?
Hey, Chueco.
Hey, big man, what's happening? From the 832, they said they're WPS camping. Yeah, you couldn't get me. You couldn't get me camping. It just doesn't happen.
I think my WPS, I'm a big fan since I moved down here. A walking in flip flops or slides with no socks.
With your toes out?
With the toes out.
Toes all out, huh?
I was not a fan of that at first until I moved down here. I'm like, man, it's a little too hot.
Because of the heat.
Wearing some socks with these flops. I got the toes out, man.
I think I actually, and I mean, I'm sure that there's probably some other ones out there. It's either yacht rock or just like a severe affinity for jazz,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I don't know if that counts, but definitely, like, I'm in on the yacht rock, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, big time.
Like, even, and I'm not just talking about the ones that you think of. I'm like, I'm Christopher Cross getting played over here. You know what I mean? And that's not Chris Cross.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Christopher Cross.
This is Christopher Cross.
Yes.
And somebody said that they're Mexican. The most WPS thing that they do is play ice hockey.
I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
In Houston, huh?
Yeah.
Very good.
There's a bunch of clubs. What about BPS?
Okay.
Some BPS things I do.
Yeah.
I do a lot of BPS stuff. So
yeah. I'm trying to think what exactly is the right one, like what's the most prominent one
mm-hmm.
that I would do. But as we think about that, because I think we're both kind of trying to figure that out, somebody said, do you guys put bread in the fridge, like a fresh loaf that you just opened up? Because they said that they feel like that's WPS. And I don't.
Well, I know it ain't. I know it isn't HBS.
I was like, I don't think I've done that, but I also
I've never done that.
I
either.
Also is that
bread in the refrigerator?
Is that a cultural thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or I hadn't even thought.
Do y'all
about
put
that.
Hot sauce in the refrigerator?
I do. I do.
Is that a BPS thing? Is that WPS?
I think you're supposed to.
I do. I do put. I just thought of the most.
I never did
HPS thing. I do, and I've talked about it on the air. I cannot eat corn without mayonnaise on it. You had corn.
Wait,
on the cob?
Never.
I can't.
None of it?
Even if it's a corn like casserole or something, I'll put a little mayo on it. I cannot eat corn without mayo.
I understand the Mexican street corn with the mayo and stuff like that, but nah, man, get me a little salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to really spice it up, put a little slap your mama on it.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I feel like maybe that is what it is. I'll season everything with the same seasoning.
Yeah.
Everything gets hit with the same season.
Slap your mama, man. Yeah. I go through that all day long, man.
I used to travel with Cholula.
You know, oh, wow.
Like,
wait.
Back when you could take it through.
I was like, back when you could take the amount.
When you could take it through. I traveled like pretty much every week. I had a bottle of Cholula in my.
Let me know if this is BPS or not. So at one point, I was traveling with a little container of slap your mama whenever I go to a restaurant.
Yep.
Because sometimes, man, they don't be seasoning the food right and no salt or anything. So I just had my wife pull the slap your mama out of the purse.
Oh, you reminded me. I had an aunt, Aunt Gale, that used to take her own tortillas to a Mexican restaurant because she thought they were better.
That's incredible work. That is incredible work. Shout out to the 281. They said they're HPS. They often find themselves listening to norteñas.
Yeah.
And Spanish rap, even though they don't speak the language. Yeah, sometimes music just transcends. Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't know what's being said, but this goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think someone else mentioned out here that the bread thing depends on how many roaches you have. Oh, okay, very good. HPS, salsa dancing, WPS. Adult league lacrosse. Oh, wow. See, this is the thing. I can't play lacrosse because I would get too mad at y'all. Because, you know, in lacrosse, they're allowed to, like, hit you with that stick. I'm sorry. I'm fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I understand that this is within the rules and you're just playing the game, but don't hit me with that. Don't hit me with that. Well, yeah. And somebody said their WPS is driving a truck and fishing. There you go, Lopez.
Hey, why not? And somebody said mayo on corn, really? I just threw up. Gross. Don't knock it till you try it. It is better than any butter, far better than butter, far better than anything.
Mayo, that's saying a lot, man. Butter is fire with the corn,
I
man.
I know it. It's better. A little mayo on corn on the cob. Thank me later.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to get to that place for
try
me, brother.
It.
Nah, I don't think I need
try
to.
Try it.
I think I'm good on that. And
it's good with the elote.
I do. It is. Yeah. Absolutely.
My son texted. I still have a craving for Big Red.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah, the sodas?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
A very HPS thing.
I think so. All right, and then finally, from the 409, they said they're white as a ghost. They cook oxtails, greens, and corn bread on the regular.
Oh, man. I need some of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Next time I invite myself a fig, I'll definitely show up. But yeah, I make cornbread very, very frequently myself as well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's go around the NFL coming up next, where I think some congratulations are in order for a quarterback in the league. We'll talk about that and more next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.